This week's Bible readings give us both a warning and hope. For the Old Testament, we heard of Cain and Abel, where Cain murdered Abel because of Abel's faith. Our gospel reading was the well-known parable of the publican and Pharisee, where the publican, or tax collector, was forgiven his sins because he confessed that he was a sinner, and the Pharisee refused to admit any sin. Finally, our epistle reading gives us the hope that we do not earn our salvation from sin and death, but that it is given as a gift. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is a gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast. This week we will look at the story of Cain and Abel, examine Abel's faith, and see the warning given to all people. Now Adam knew Eve his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, saying, I have gotten a man with the help of the Lord. And again she bore his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, and Cain a worker of the ground. We believe, teach, and confess that the Bible is truly the inspired word of God. Therefore it is true as regards the history of humanity. Adam and Eve, being driven from Eden because of their sin, began to be fruitful and multiply. Knowing God's promise of a Savior, which was given the day our first parents defied God, Eve was convinced that her firstborn was the one who would deliver them from sin and death. In the Hebrew, Eve says, I have gotten a man, the Lord. She will be sorely disappointed. May our Lord grant us wisdom to learn from the past, that we may know him all the days of our life. Amen.